Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. And today we're going to be taking a really in-depth kind of hot take kind of look at the 2020 North American RV Consumer Survey Report that was just put
Sounds exciting.
By Thor. It is actually three pages of fascinating data.
Yes.
And I know that our audience is nerdy enough to be interested in this. So they surveyed almost 20,000 current and prospective RV owners to get everybody's feelings on what is happening right now with camping. And this is quickly becoming known as the summer of the RV. And it's not RV industry propaganda because numbers are starting to bear that out.
Yeah, if anything, I think the RV industry was almost caught by surprise
a
little bit.
Too.
Like, it was everybody in the travel industry felt like, okay, this year is pretty much canceled in terms of travel. And what are we going to do to help people and support people and bring people back when things, you know, kind of return to normal? And all of a sudden, as, you know, things have opened up very slow and steadily, they have seen a ridiculous increase in interest in RVing. That was not RV industry generated. For example, RV Share reported that they have a 650% increase in bookings year over year.
I read today they have a 1,000% increase in some places.
Well, it was 650% in early April. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was before all the media started saying it's the year of the RV.
You just made a fascinating point. It's not like the RV industry started advertising this and saying, hey, all you people that canceled cruises and European trips, come buy an RV. It started happening. And I think then the RV industry said, oh, well, we've got to jump in here.
100%. I don't think, too. I think that most people in general, content creators, which you and I are in that bucket, we have been very concerned about our responsibility in this whole thing, right? Like, most companies have not wanted to be irresponsible and go forward and push a type of travel or movement. So while the industry might have been playing it a little safe and being cautious and, you know, waiting to see what people's comfort level was, waiting to see what the states did, meanwhile, a bunch of private citizens out there were
said, I'm renting an RV.
RV is the way for me.
I'll say two more things, and then we actually have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, who are the exclusive sponsor of this episode. But what's also happened in the last 2 to 3 weeks is that there is all kinds of data and scientific evidence explaining that it is very safe to be in the outdoors if you maintain social distance.
Yeah, you've been forwarding me the links to all of those articles.
as I've been convincing Stephanie to go camping again. No, but this is from like the John Hopkins School of Public Health saying Americans need to go outside.
Yeah.
And if they maintain social distance from people that aren't in their immediate group, you're safer outside than you are going somewhere inside. That's not saying you're safer than staying in your house all summer.
Yeah.
But we don't want to stay in our house all summer. So we're going to walk through this really fascinating survey. And there's so many little interesting things about all these new people that may be coming into the industry. But before we do that, we do have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you're an RV enthusiast or you enjoy the comforts of a cabin or tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations for you, and they're opening around the country.
Well, as we said on the last episode, It is changing so rapidly. Mm-hmm. We're actually getting some spreadsheets from Jellystone sent to us at the beginning of each week with openings, and it's changing every day. Like Indiana announced yesterday that campgrounds are opening. So please double check me, call the campground. But like we've been to the Barton Lake Jellystone, which is a really awesome place. So Indiana Jellystone should be open according to what I read. Check that. Now, just looking at this list, last time I started at the top, now I'll start at the bottom. So like Missoula, Montana is opening at some point in May. So call them. Woodstock, New Brunswick, I believe. Yeah, New Brunswick in Canada, opening in June. Hagerstown, Maryland is open. Cave City, Kentucky is open. Kingston, Nova Scotia has some restrictions. Call them. Golden Valley, North Carolina is open. Bath, New York is open. Luray, Virginia is open. All right, so there are so, and I'm not giving you the complete list. I mean, most of them are open now. So what we're suggesting is to go to jellystonepark.com, find that Jellystone Park near you that you might want to go to, and call them directly and get the current status. But most are open, and things are opening quickly.
Right. So, and you want to connect with the individual park. Remember, our lives are very different around this country right now, depending on where you live, right? And where you want to travel. So you want to make connections for all of your travel this year, right? This whole summer, you're going to have to break your addiction to the internet and make a phone call whenever you're trying to verify
information. Particularly with private campgrounds. With public campgrounds, that's trickier. Also, Steph, Tabor City, North Carolina is open. That was our spring break trip, the Tabor City Jellystone, and they were closed at that point. I mean, we wouldn't have gone if they were open. Yeah. I mean, just that was everyone was hunkered down. They're open now. And I'm starting to try to find a time when we can go.
Oh, yeah. You're in full-on planning mode.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
And it's so painful to me because going through planning mode with you is hard, okay? For all you people out there, just so you know, it's hard. It's very intense, okay? Things change constantly. But we go through that usually in the fall, and then it's over and done with. And I'm like, okay, phew, that's done with. We have our whole year.
Yeah, I mean, we argue for 3 or 4 months about like summer vacation plans, and then eventually, and then it's Christmas, and then we're okay.
And then it's okay, we're done. But now all of that
it's starting over.
And it's starting from scratch.
And frankly, like two things are happening. I mean, a lot of veteran RV owners canceled some big trips and cross-country trips, but then there's a flood of new people coming in who are going to be taking those trips. So there's part of me that thinks that maybe some people canceled too early. I'm not judging anybody. If you don't feel safe traveling right now, you know, that's totally fine. But I think that it's time to book the trips. I mean, you have all these new people coming in. So if you want to go to a Jellystone, go to jellystonepark.com, check them out. Now let's look at this survey. So again, all of this data we are talking about, this is not our data. This is data put together, it's a survey put together by Thor, and it's their 2020 North American RV Consumer Survey Report, okay? They surveyed 19,393 current and prospective RV owners. So people that own RVs or people that are considering getting RVs. And a lot of the most interesting data here to me was data on the people who are prospective, these new people that are coming in. They say that the data or the survey is geographically diverse. It's from the United States and Canada. And they even broke it down into what types of RVs all of these people own. So like 31% own travel trailers, 4% own toy haulers, 10.5% own Class A's, 9.6% own Class C's. So they got, I think they tried to get a variety of different types of RV owners.
Well, and a variety that matches the actual current RV landscape, right? So it's representative of RV ownership as a whole too, for sure.
Yeah. So one of the first things it says on the survey is that 94% of consumers report that they still plan to take a vacation this year, with nearly 50% of respondents planning a vacation in October. We expect to see an extended season as consumers look to make up for perceived lost time.
Do you want to be like, I called it?
I'm not going to say I called it because it's not the fall yet and things can change and people's plans can change.
This
and
was what you were saying back in March, 2 months ago. We did an episode. Yeah. Like, okay, what is going on here?
The environment feels safe to people. People are going to be going on trips in the fall that they don't normally take, in my opinion. For instance, I booked a RV trip to South Carolina in November. We've never done that.
Well,
we've camped in November, but we've never.
Let's talk about the shift, because I think that our story is very much in line probably with a lot of these numbers, right? We had something else booked for November.
We had Disney World booked for November.
We were going to go during a different time of the year. The boys, they call it a New Jersey week
because the kids are off.
We have this break in November that coincides with our union, like their convention.
The teacher, NJ Teachers Convention.
Along with Veterans Day and blah, blah, blah. So they lump these holidays together and all the kids in New Jersey get this extended weekend.
So I was hanging on to hope for that. And Stephanie canceled it.
I canceled. There's just, and I know that people are still planning on going to Disney. And I truly am not judgment. In this case, why would I care what other people decide is the best thing for them? I just care about me being comfortable. And I just knew that I don't care what's happening in November. I'm not going to be comfortable at Disney. I'm not. I would not have fun. I would be a nervous Nelly. I'd be worrying. If I started to have fun, I'd be like, I'm a terrible mom for having fun.
Okay. Well, that being said, you can book 499 days in advance for Fort Wilderness, and I'm about to get on it.
So I canceled. So, booked an RV trip.
You started talking about canceling. You got me nervous. And I went and booked the RV trip because I'm like, if she's going to cancel, I want something on the books. So, yeah, I mean, we did what a lot of people are doing.
Because it says hotel, resort stays, and air travel represented the highest percentage of canceled plans. Like, it's just like, okay, a lot of people aren't canceling, right? Like 34% of consumers reported they had not canceled any plans. And I really think that those are the people that had like driving, camping, RVing vacations.
Also there are people that are sitting and waiting to see what happens and may very well cancel.
Yeah, checking those cancellation policies.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a flight or something, someone might be just like, well, I'm just going to wait. So hotel, resort stays, and air travel represented the highest percentage of canceled plans, as Stephanie just said. And write-in answers indicated cancellations of RV camping trips characterized as multi-week month trips or national parks or tied to specific events like a concert or sporting event.
Right. So if people were planning on going to a festival, right?
That makes sense.
And dry camping with these festivals is canceled. So that boondocking experience that a lot of people do, right, for the festival, dry camping and everything, they might have canceled that.
Or a big trip out to Yellowstone when the Yellowstone's like just opened.
Or the cross country, right? Because people feel like it's one thing to go camping near closer to home, one tank of gas away. It's a whole nother thing to be heading way far away from home. I think that there's more of a nervousness about that, you know, than staying closer to home at this point in time.
Now, they asked people, these 19 to 20,000 people, are you planning an RV vacation this year? And remember, a lot of these people are RV owners or prospective RV owners. 80% said yes. 14% said they're undecided. So people kind of sitting back waiting to see what the landscape is. 6% said no.
That's a really small percentage.
That's a small percentage. And again, I am not judging or criticizing anybody. I would assume that at least a solid group of those 6% of people might be senior citizens, people who are a little bit older and a little bit more higher risk and are just saying, I don't want to go out this summer, which is understandable again.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of surprised that 79% of consumers plan to use their RV the same or more than last year. I was like, wow, because I feel like there are so many of our plans that had to be reworked. And I'm like, I don't know that we'll be in our RV as much. I mean, already I feel like we won't be because we missed our spring break trip.
Oh, we're going to make up for it.
But maybe that's just, again, the shift. We've always said that there's a thing. Everybody kind of acts like if you get an RV, you don't do other travel. I've been saying to you for years that I feel like the majority of people in our audience actually do different types of trips, not just RV trips. They also do like the cruises or whatever. So I'm wondering if it's kind of like people shifting that too. Like this flying trip, we were going to do this cruise, but we're not. So now we're going to be in an RV more.
Oh, we know that. We know that from our group that people and RV owners take cruises and go on vacations and go to Disney, and those may become RV trips now. So they asked, what is the most important factor when you take an RV trip this year? It's hard for me to tell the numbers, but the greatest factor by far is when campgrounds open.
Right.
So, I mean, people are just waiting to see when campgrounds open, and then they are going to go camping for most people. Then the second largest group is people that want to see the spread of COVID-19 greatly reduced before they go camping, which some states that's happening.
Yeah. And then others, it was more of when the public safety, you know, recommendations pointed in the direction of being able to get out and about, like for example, state shelter in place order lifted. We happen to live in New Jersey. We, along with New York and Michigan and maybe Illinois, have some of the strictest lockdown policies in the entire country. So for people like us, it's much more important for us that like the public policies are in line with us traveling. Like for us, it's been like, well, like, is it okay for us to hitch up our camper and head out of state?
It has been a bizarre week in the state of New Jersey when it comes to camping. Today we're recording this on a Thursday. I believe on Tuesday, the New Jersey Campground Owners Association announced on social media that New Jersey campgrounds would be open this weekend.
Public.
Private. And everyone went bonkers. People in New Jersey were like, oh, we're going camping.
Because they'd all been going over to Pennsylvania.
And then 2 hours later, the governor's office said that's not the case.
Oh.
And that was not correct, at least not everywhere, because we have also county by county guidance and restrictions. So like Cape May County still has a ban on short-term rentals.
Because they don't want people from the northern part of the state they're not infected.
They're just lumping in campgrounds with hotels and condos and all those other things. So basically a state senator in New Jersey had told the New Jersey Campground Owners Association, oh, you guys are clear. And then the governor's office 2 hours later was like, no. And apparently
that
right to the
– sums up how information is these days. That's why, honestly, that has been why the whole time you've been pushing to continue with our camping trip for Memorial Day weekend, I've been sitting there saying, like, I've never felt so incapable of making a decision based on lack of information. I'm like, I don't know how to make a decision these days, right?
Which is why – a lot of campground owners and some of the large campground franchises are being generous with cancellation policies, as they should be, because people don't know what's going on. Now, the next page of the survey, I think this is the single most fascinating part of the survey to me. So everybody follow me closely on this. So it says 78% of prospective RVers are considering purchase of a new RV this year. So out of all the prospective RV owners that they surveyed, 78% say they're going to buy this year. So then there's still...
Because it was like a giddy up. That was the thing. There's tons of people that go to RV shows and dealership lots for years before they make a purchase.
But what's fascinating to me, there's a pie chart that shows the types of RVs that they are intending to buy. It says, what best describes the RV you are interested in purchasing for these prospective owners? Now, let me say this. Currently, for many, many years, about 88% of RVs purchased have been travel trailers. About 12% of RVs purchased have been motorhomes, and that statistic has held year after year after year for quite a long time. Now, out of these prospective new owners, 13% say they want a Class C motorhome, 5% say they want a Class B motorhome, and 15% say they want a Class A motorhome. That is a whopping 33% of prospective buyers say they want motorhomes, when currently only 12% of people buy motorhomes.
But that's, I mean, come on, you get why that makes sense, right? That this is not this like long-term, researched, financially planned
for emotional
event. It's an emotional one.
Because it's these people.
They don't have trucks.
They don't
maybe have an interest in learning how to tow and pull something and back something up.
They're not the traditional person that becomes an RV owner. That person that tent camped,
got a pop up. Maybe.
These
got
are people
wheel.
That have been taking cruise vacations or hotel vacations. They're coming to this brand new. They may never have been considered an RV before. So this could maybe change sales percentages for motorhomes in this major, major way.
Or they all discover
they can't afford motorhomes.
Right. There could also be a level to which there's a lack of education about pricing. right? And people, they're like, oh, I'm going to look at a Class A. And then they go and they're like, oh, I'm not really, this isn't really in the budget. Or maybe like loans are not flowing like they would normally. I don't know. I'm not an expert in that area, but I've heard some things.
So, I've heard that they can't keep up with applications on loans, right, and they're taking longer.
So I think that we'll have to, I mean, I would pump the brakes on assuming that there would be a dramatic shift. However, to me, it does make sense because when I tell somebody that is interested in renting an RV, I say rent a motorized. Do not rent a towable without towing experience. It's so much easier to rent a motorized. And I think the same thing would be a quick purchase. Buy a motorized.
People who are not RV owners.
Don't think you're going to put a trailer on the back of your minivan, people.
But people who are not RV owners think that RVs are motorhomes. They actually don't understand that travel trailers are RVs.
A lot of times,
I've had this conversation 100 times.
They use the word RV to talk about motorhome, and then they'll say something like a tow behind,
right,
or a trailer or something like that to refer to a towable. They don't understand that RVs encompass everything. But that's just also that some people call RVs Winnebagos, right?
That's
that
true.
Used to be the thing, a Winnebago, yeah.
Now, here's another like fascinating thing that I just feel like is tied into this whole coronavirus thing. So fifth wheel RVs represented the highest percentage of purchase intent across all of North America. Of current RV owners who indicated interest in a fifth wheel, 33% currently own a lightweight or traditional travel trailer. And out of the prospective buyers, 14% are interested in fifth wheels, 22% are interested in travel trailers, and then 25% are interested in lightweight travel trailers. There's a lot of interest in fifth wheels.
Well,
so,
of course,
like,
there is.
Why?
Again, there's not that much interest in fifth wheels among people that have never owned an RV, because a fifth wheel is a honking big RV generally that needs a very heavy duty tow vehicle that most people just don't have hanging around. However, among people that are current RV owners and considering another purchase, you know why they're considering a fifth wheel? Because we have all been trapped in spaces.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
With our children for an extended, and spouses for an extended period of time, and we need space. We need space.
I think you are so right, and I think there's an additional little thing going on here.
I need everybody to get out of my
face. I think that people want to feel safe against the coronavirus, and
like
the fifth wheel feels like a fortress.
A fortress against
like, I will
COVID-19.
Be most safe in a fifth wheel, because it is like, okay, you want a shelter in place in an RV, man? Okay, it's
I
a fifth wheel.
I get the feeling that Thor probably will not do like – a follow-up on this.
Oh, but we should
it would
ask
be
them
fun
too.
Wouldn't it be fun,
like did the perspective,
yes,
like what did they actually
what did
buy?
They actually buy, if they went back to the same people that they surveyed, right, not different but the same people at the end, say November, right, of this time period, and did the same survey to find out what happened.
No,
but I don't know.
Canadian respondents indicated a higher purchase intent for travel trailers, so they're not getting swept
away. They're more reasonable.
That's like more
That's
like realistic.
That's what I expect of our northern friends.
Yeah, they're not just like, we're going to get a motorhome, or we're going to get a fifth
emotional.
Wheel.
They're so emotional.
Well, I could see a lot of Canadians looking at fifth wheels and going, oh, they're so American.
Oh,
they're so big.
If there is any thing American, right, in the RV
wheel
industry, is definitely the fifth wheel.
I think when you buy a fifth wheel, they come with American flags and a flagpole.
The flags have to be attached to it. It's everything American. Big, big, big.
58% of all consumers surveyed with intent to purchase are opening to purchasing virtually. In so many aspects of our lives,
crazy
things
talk
that have happened in the course of the last 2 months may alter the landscape of how we live for the next 50 years. So people have been buying RVs online by getting virtual tours and making phone calls and not seeing the RV. That may, I mean, it's not going to continue at that rate, but I think that more people will shop and buy online now just with a video tour.
I know people that have done that with houses these days.
It's
bonkers
to
me.
I don't get
it. But I just think that if you're in the position, right, like we're not in that position right now. We had our RV already. We have our house already. Thank goodness too, because I would like to see a little bit of a survey about how people use their RVs during this shelter in place time period, because I have to say that the RV probably saved my sanity in working from home.
It might have saved our marriage.
Maybe. You never
we
know.
Used,
should we go back and do a redo?
When did we start? When did I start working? End of March?
Yeah, I went
2 months ago.
Yeah, a month ago. We've been 2 months at home, both of us working. It took me about a month to ditch working in my regular home office in the basement and go out to the RV. But, and I've been in the RV for the last month.
I think that we have used our RV as an office for over 45 straight days.
Yeah.
The longest RV trip we have ever taken for recreation was 34 days. So this is the longest stretch of continual daily use of our RV in 10 years of ownership.
I was so thankful. It really was so hard. I was so strained with telling the kids to be quiet, right? Like, it's like, guys, I'm going on a conference call. Guys, I'm going to... That alone was a lot of strain, just feeling like you were sitting on your kids, you know, and being like... And you're working all day. So just having that separate place that even allowed them in the house to breathe a little more freely, like, and me to be able to hear myself think and get my work done, like... Every single day, I was grateful for that.
Well, let's just say this, too. We finally, after 2 months, had our house cleaned and sanitized last night. And they were here. And it took them about 7 hours.
No, it did not. Yeah, it did. But I wouldn't have blamed him if it did.
So we all went out and hung out in the RV and had dinner out there.
Like, get out of the house.
I mean, it is amazing. It's not how I intended to use it. It's not like I'm not going to have good memories of working in the RV during coronavirus. But man, was it useful.
I have good. I was really grateful.
I know. I'm thankful too.
I'm really grateful.
Next statistic, and we're almost done here. 18% of current RVers are considering purchase of a new RV this year. That to me seems low and maybe affected by coronavirus. That a lot of, because to me, RV owners are always thinking about buying their next RV.
No, that I seems think that like that a falls low in number. Line with everything that we just said. Like, if you're already an RV owner, you're just happy that you have your RV and you don't have to purchase something virtually like somebody else would, or you don't have to get in line for an RV like other people are, or get in line for a loan, right? Like, okay, I'll stay with what I have and
got
be
my
okay
RV.
With it. Yeah. And that's good and be good to go for sure. I that makes total sense to me.
Well, I also wonder if some people are like, well, I'm not going to upgrade because financially things are uncertain for people.
Of course. Yeah. The unemployment, like people like definitely are not as secure, right? I mean, that's the thing is even people that haven't lost their jobs, there's still an element of insecurity in our economy for sure. So that's going to impact it.
Okay, everybody. Those were our hot takes on Thor's 2020.
You have to make it very dramatic. Huh?
2020 North American RV.
You want
consumer.
Me to add a sizzle effect or something every time you say that?
I would.
I'm not doing that. I'm not giving you a sizzle effect.
All the stats here, everything, and we'll link to this report in our show notes. It's a publicly available document now. If you want to look at it, it's the Thor 2020 North American RV Consumer Survey report. Really interesting. And everything we are experiencing here at the RV Atlas confirms this. The other night, I realized I just couldn't answer any more messages from people about buying RVs on our Facebook. Like, I just was like, I can't keep up.
We tried.
It's never been like this.
Too much.
We've never experienced all the questions from new owners as helpful as we want to be. But we're going to keep trying to answer all those questions. And guess what?
What?
We will see y'all at the campground.
From a socially distance.
Yeah, like we'll bring some more sticks. Like somebody's selling now social distance s'more sticks that are like really long. I saw them somewhere.
Come too close and you get poked. All right, everybody. We'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.